Chapter 26. Hicks saw the exits for Ozark, and following instructions from the police chief, he inserted a cassette into the player. He didn't turn it on until he warned Linda.
"I'm fixing to play a tape that was made this afternoon in your husband's office," he said, watching for her reaction in the rearview mirror.
He saw her turn her eyes from the window, and she sat up straight, locking eyes with him in the mirror.
"You taped my meeting with Howard today?"
"Yes, ma'am, it was his idea."
And then he pushed the play button. "Howard, okay, send her in. How you doing? Well, you look awfully nice." Linda:
"Thanks. Well, I went to a job interview."
Howard: "Well, how did it go?" Linda:
Great. I think pretty good. I don't know. It was..."
"Who'd you interview with?"
New York Mutual Insurance. Excellent job."
"Secretarial job or what?"
"Yeah, it's a girl Friday for the head of management."
"Well, that's great."
$11,000 it pays."
"Well, good."
"And I know they liked me. She, the girl who interviewed me, and the man, he was really nice."
"Good."
"Now, the one yesterday paid $825, and those are the only two good jobs I've really been to. The others have been..."
"Well, you looked awfully nice going in there."
"I wanted to wear something like this, so I wore my blue outfit yesterday."
"Well, it's best not to wear green. I mean, not to wear red."
"Yeah."
"When you interview."
"Yeah. Well, I haven't. I wore the blue one, and I wore the green one today, but I have to keep straight which one, because both of them, if they like me, they will call me back."
"Now, you know, this weekend I want to pick the kids up."
"This weekend?"
"Yeah, isn't this Father's Day weekend?"
"Well, you didn't let me have them last week."
"Well, you had them 2 weeks in a row at Mother's Day."
"Okay, well, I haven't had them in... I guess you can go ahead. I thought..."
"Are you trying to say I'm visiting with my kids too much?"
"No. You just said I was going to have them last weekend and I didn't get them. You remember? I said, why don't we change so..."
"Well, yeah, but when I decided to go swimming..."
"Oh, well..."
"You said you didn't have to have them."
"Well, it's been about three..."
"Have I had them 3 weeks in a row?"
"Let's see. Last weekend, well, it would have been if you did let me keep them one Saturday. You said I couldn't, but then you relented and let them come Friday night and then Saturday night. I guess I..."
"Well, I'd like to be with all four of them on Father's Day."
"Well, that's what I was thinking." "Well?"
"Because you were sure they're on Mother's Day." "Well, what do you know?"
Did you get my letter from Mr. Clark?"
"No, why?"
"Well, you're supposed to get one."
"Secretary."
"Here's some stuff that came in today. I just haven't had the chance to bring it to you."
"Howard, all right."
"All right."
"Why don't you shut that door?"
"Change of custody?
Of all four children? We want an accounting from you as to the value of the marital residence, the rental house owned by the pension plan or profit-sharing plan, the value of your interest in Thompson, O'Brien, and Martin..." They misspelled O'Brien. "They need an accounting of the actual value of the stock of Drive Computer." "Well, it's not Drive Computer, it's Prime Computer." "An accounting as to the value of gold and silver, the value of the jointly owned furniture and household goods, the value of the 75 VW Rabbit, the 76 Chevrolet Station Wagon, the 1980 Chevette. You should account to Mrs. Martin for the use of the $12,500 borrowed prior to the divorce and for the amount of anything received by you and placed in a joint checking account."
"Well, that's what you bought the stock with, what you got. I didn't want anything. You got the stock. We borrowed the money from Mother."
"In addition, it has come to our attention that you are living with a woman to whom you are not wed, and we object to the children being subjected to your present living situation. You should also be advised that Mrs. Martin has authorized me to file an alienation of affection suit against Judy Harper."
"Well, of course, you know there's no bargaining because I'm not going to give up the children at all."
"Well, the children, the bargaining will be done by the courts on the children. It has come to my attention that they are abused and neglected mentally, cruelly. I will not make the decision on the children. They're going to be tested psychologically. I think that should be up to the counselor who works with them, and the judge, the lawyers, or whoever. If those children are in a bad way, Howard, not just me. And I've got plenty of evidence that I would rather them go to a foster home and be cared for. You just don't realize what you've done to them.
Well, let me ask you this.
If not with me, then someone else.
Don't you think it's just a little bit hypocritical for you to kill your mother and then accuse me of the things that you've accused me of?
No.
You don't think it's hypocritical?
No.
You don't see any inconsistencies?
Howard, I didn't mean to do what I did.
But you did it.
But yours was a plain execution, what you did. You knew I had tried to bargain with you the whole time. You knew when you made up that divorce what you did. I didn't know.
I don't think what I'm being blamed of is nearly as bad as what you've done.
Howard, I did something terrible, and I know it, but you've done...
Let me ask you one thing.
You've broken some yourself. You've broken at least three of them.
Three what?
You've broken three of the Ten Commandments.
What have I broken?
I think you've committed adultery.
No, I did not.
There isn't anybody I
didn't sleep with any other women as long as we were married.
Howard, I know you've lied and you've cheated and you stole. You know good and well.
Be specific, Linda. Where did I lie?
You lied to me.
About what?
That divorce. You knew you were stealing when you put down all that stuff. You lied when you fixed the papers.
Let me tell you, I told you all I wanted was the home, and I... Listen to me now.
You're lying right there. You did not.
Will you... You better listen to me. I told you all I wanted was the home, and for you to... You could have everything else, make a list of what you wanted, and you did it, and that's exactly what you got.
Howard, that's right. I got nothing, hardly.
You made the list.
You put my inheritance in there.
Let's talk about that.
I wasn't in any condition to make any list.
Keep your voice down. Keep your voice down.
Shh, keep it down. I didn't even know that you had cheated on me until I came back in April, and then it was later on that I realized.
Keep your voice down. I don't want anybody in this office to know what we're talking about. To begin with, Linda, any woman that murders her own mother is not entitled to an inheritance. Our children ought to have what you got.
They will have it.
When?
It's going to be in trusts for them, and it is for them. It certainly will go to them. It's going to be tied up so tight that nobody will ever be able to touch a penny until they come of age.
But you're going to run through it before they get it.
I am not.
But you're not entitled to it for one second.
I'm not going to use it. I've had nothing to use except that. How'd you think?
You don't understand. You weren't entitled to your mother's estate. Listen to me.
I know that.
For one second.
I know that.
And there's nothing in here in this property settlement. You got your mother's estate. You got Sam Hughes' estate.
I didn't get anything from Sam Hughes yet. Maybe down the road I will. I've not gotten one penny, and I won't.
Hold on, but you got it. Had I known that you were going to give me the problems that you're giving me, I might have... If I'd been able to look into that crystal ball, I might have done something about it to ensure that you wouldn't get a dadgum thing.
Well, I can take it, and I can put it up for them. I haven't got it to put up for them. I'm not asking, Howard. I've tried to bargain with you this whole time of the divorce when I realized what you had done to me. I never tried to take advantage of you in the divorce.
Let me tell you something.
I know.
I want to tell you the way I feel.
I know the way you feel.
How do I feel?
And I know about how you feel about those children.
Well, how do I feel?
You don't give a damn. That's exactly how you feel.
I certainly do.
You do not. If you loved those children, you wouldn't treat them, and you wouldn't allow that woman to treat them like that.
Let me tell you something, Linda. The only reason I stayed in that marriage to you was because of the children.
I'm not talking about that now.
You know good and well.
So that entitles you...
Shh, keep your voice down.
I'm not screaming. So that entitles you to just take everything and deprive your children of what belongs to them?
I love my children, Linda.
No, you don't. Don't say that. I know you don't.
Do you remember the night you told me you killed your mother? I stayed in the marriage only because of our children.
Well, I'm trying to help them now.
Well, what are you trying to do for them?
Listen, with that inheritance, it'll be put up for them.
Are you trying to tell me that the children will be better off with a...
No.
Listen to me. A murderess than with their own father?
I care about them. I do more for them than you do. I know what kind of life they're having right now. I had other people tell me. I know exactly what they're going to have, just like they're having now.
Oh, they're having lots of fun, aren't they?
You couldn't care less about them. I've heard stories about them being alone by themselves.
When?
I have somebody who will sign a statement. 9:30 at night she came home.
Oh, you're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I know good and well what's happening to those children.
There's no way.
You don't care about them.
The boys have never been left alone.
My friend says she went to your door and nobody was home and Carl was down the street sitting on the corner.
Let me tell you, if I ran to the grocery store, maybe, but I never left those children alone. You can get all your witnesses together and we'll just take it out in court.
Well, we will. I don't care where the children go, but I want them cared for, and they're not being cared for. You know they're not.
Do you care for them as much as you cared for your mother?
No, I love the children more. I'd do anything for them.
Do you love them more than you loved your brother?
Yes, I do.
Because Sam Hugh would be alive today if it wasn't for you. If you'd gone to Van Buren the way I told you to, he might be alive today.
Howard, all I want for these children is to... I want to give them a home, and I want to do the best for them. If the courts say, hey, that's perfectly fine, but you're not doing a thing for them. I know what you're doing. I've had too many people tell me.
Well, if you're going to believe the gossip that I'm sure you're stirring up...
Howard, listen. They don't have to live with me. All I want is for them to live with someone who will take care of them and love them, and not just... Well, you know how you're doing.
So you're serious about wanting the children. This letter says you want the children. Are you serious?
You know I want them, but I know you don't want me to have them. So what I'll do is I'll do whatever the court says, if the court says. I want them tested. I want some testing done on Carl. He's not doing well, and we don't know about the others.
Listen, you talk about the psychology of the children. Well, I want you to know one thing. You know, you told me that you left little Bobby in the car the night you went to your mother's, and you told me he stayed in the car, that he did not go in the house. Is that correct?
Yes.
You're not saying that very convincingly.
Yes, I am.
Then what was the mattress doing in there between your mother's room and the kitchen?
I don't know, but it wasn't for Bobby. He stayed in the car. He was asleep.
So you and your mother just had a nice long discussion while the child sat outside?
He was asleep.
Your mother didn't want to see him?
I just told you he did not go into the house.
You promised me?
Yes, Howard. Yes, Howard.
You know, you talk about psychological trauma to a child. If he saw you kill your mother, he'd never get over that.
No, he did not. He was in the car, Howard.
How do I know? How do I know you're telling the truth about Bobby being in the car?
Well, you just have to take my word. But he was in the car. I do know that. If the children... I'm not happy with the situation with the children, and you know that. I think you've done something. You've done a lot of foolish things in the last couple of months, and if the counselor... I want them tested.
When you get a court order, then they'll get testing, but not otherwise.
I want them tested. You know they need it.
You get a court order, and then they'll be tested, but...
I want them tested, and I want them...
You're trying to ruin me, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to ruin you, Howard. You know that I worked in that marriage, and I'm entitled to part of it. You told me I wasn't entitled to anything. My lawyer says I'm entitled to half of everything across the board.
Linda.
I have. When I came to you before...
I told you that you weren't entitled to the pension plan.
I know that. That house isn't a pension plan.
That's right.
He says right across the board I'm entitled to half.
I know, that's right.
I've tried to work. I never came in and said, I want this, and I want this, and I want this. I asked for a fair distribution. That's all I ask.
Honey, I told you to sit down and write up a list, and you could have everything you wanted, except I wanted the house.
No, you never said that.
There's your lie.
I said, Howard, you told me, oh, I'm going to date and all. You told me, if you'll remember, you told me flat out. You know, you demolished me.
Let me tell you.
No.
I just want to say something.
You know that I wanted that home because that's where all my children had been. They were raised there. But I can live in another home. It's the children. I know how they feel. Howard, now before I had nothing. Nothing that I could use as a wedge. You know that. There was nothing.
You know.
I'm trying to work out a settlement.
Let me ask you this.
And I want to tell you those are ugly things that I have against you, and you have something ugly against me. All the things we've got against each other would totally destroy your career and my life, and the four children would be in limbo. Three of them would go to homes, and one would be in a juvenile delinquent home, probably, because nobody wants a 14-year-old.
Well?
And that's exactly what it...
You've got me kind of over a barrel because you know that I do love the children enough that...
If you loved them, why did you treat them the way you did? And live with that woman and let her child do what you did to our kids.
Linda, let me tell you something. That I stayed with you for approximately 3 years after you told me you killed your mother, and you know that.
And you know that you forced me.
I forced you to do what?
You know you forced me to tell.
I would have left you if you hadn't.
But that doesn't give you the right to decide everything and just say, hey, you did that, so it's all mine. You take two kids and I'll take two kids. Split the kids apart.
You know I loved you.
Shit. I don't believe that any more than that you love the kids.
I worship the ground you walked on.
Uh-huh.
Until the day you told me you killed your mother, and I've never loved you again since. Now, you can sue Judy Harper all you want to for alienation of affection, but I wouldn't go back to you if you were the last woman on God's green earth.
I don't want you to come back.
Why? Tell me why. You're the one that brought this all about.
Howard.
Let me finish. You destroyed a happy marriage. You're the one, not me. And I stare at those ceilings night after night. I've just got to know, why did you do it?
I didn't mean to. I lost my head.
What about?
She's kind of like you. When she gets mad, she just tears you apart. Tears whoever's there apart. So I took it all those years, and I took it from you when I stayed in that marriage. You really were both a lot alike. You all demolished me, both of you.
You demolished yourself when you killed her.
I didn't mean to. I still don't think I did it. I know I started it.
Who do you think did?
I think Sam Hugh did, but that doesn't matter. I know I started it. I did.
How many times did you hit her?
Two or three.
What did you hit her with?
She was, I guess, in the den doing something. It wasn't a hammer, but a little something like that. It was laying there on the table. Howard, I know that I did wrong, and you know I did wrong, but still, why is it that you get to play God and say, you do whatever I say? Do you think those two children would tell you they were happy?
Honey,
you've created an intolerable situation, and you know that.
You've told me that you've been going to a doctor.
I went to a counselor. Yes, I did.
I'm aware of the fact that you killed once. How do I know you won't go berserk and kill again?
You don't.
And at night after the divorce, I would wonder, is she coming with a key to come after me the way she did her mother? I've always wondered, would she take and go after Judy at her home?
That's ridiculous. I think the best thing for you two is going to be when you get married, and then she's going to find out a lot of things that you haven't been telling her.
Like what?
And I think you two are going to be great for each other.
What haven't I told her? What's so bad about me?
Okay. You follow whatever Howard wants. He gets up early, you get up early. You should dress a certain way, but don't spend any money on it. You keep the house as neat as a pin, and don't cook in the microwave. You ought to be able to have a conversation with any local yokel, or be able to speak to the President of the United States and entertain him. Let's see, should make everything taste the same every time you cook. You should be nice and sweet so that everyone will like you.
What's so wrong with that?
Go to bed and get up at the time he does?
I'd be as tired as I could be.
I'm tired, too, by the time I get the kids to bed. I just don't say go back in your room and make them sleep in their clothes. Don't take a bath. Don't worry about it.
You'd stay up and watch that TV for hours after me and the children went to bed.
Howard, I wasn't sleeping.
You weren't sleeping?
No, I wasn't.
Why not?
Why do you think?
You were thinking about what you did to your mother.
Yes, it was never off my mind. I worried about it constantly. You're worried enough about it as it was. When the baby came, it relieved some of the pressure, but I was not doing well even after the baby came. It was hard for me to get up in the mornings and even function.
From the back seat, Linda screamed,
"Stop the tape! Please stop the tape!"
She reached for the door handle and tried to open it. She wanted to jump out and end everything. Hicks slowed the car and pulled over.
We can't jump out. The doors are locked from up here. We're almost to Van Buren, so try to stay calm.
Linda fell onto the car seat, the rough upholstery scratching her face as she repeatedly rolled her face back and forth against the seat.
Oh, Jesus,
she wailed.
Please help me. You know I didn't mean to. Oh, Jesus, please, please, please help me.
And then her words changed into nothing but gibberish and sobs and moans. Linda had no idea that her ex-husband, the father of her four boys, was following behind the police car. In his car, he carried a passenger, their 14-year-old son.
I want to prove to you how awful your mother is, he said. I want you to see your mother arrested for the murder of your grandmother.
How do you like that?
I hope you'll never try to defend her to me again. She's a horrible, horrible person. I think she killed Parkey in front of Bobby. She said he wasn't there, but I know he was.
I don't believe it,
the teenager answered.
Not Mom. Not my mom.
Howard had dropped the other three boys with a prearranged sitter. He had no intention of taking the four boys to the movie. Well, he couldn't manage four boys in a movie theater. How ridiculous would that be? Linda was so dumb that she actually believed he would do such a thing. Well, he was going to put her away for a long, long time. He'd get control of the boys' inheritance, and he'd be rid of Linda Park Martin forever. Howard turned and looked at Carl. Stop those tears this instant. Be a man, not a little sissy like your Uncle Sam Hugh is. Like he was, I mean.